This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado conservation and wildlife advocates are unsatisfied with the state's early wolf reintroduction efforts. They've released a plan of their own. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The debate comes after Colorado voters narrowly passed a 2020 ballot initiative calling for wolf reintroduction. A big question now is an overall population goal. A state advisory committee suggests about 200 wolves. Lindsay Laris is with Wild Earth Guardians, an environmental group. She says that's not nearly enough.
We don't want a population of wolves that's so small it's going to die out within a generation.
Laris's group joined a coalition of 13 others to release an alternative plan on Monday. It calls for a minimum of 750 wolves or 150 packs as a minimum population goal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Pueblo Chemical Depot is wrapping up the second of three phases to destroy stockpiled chemical weapons. Here's KRCC's Eli Janes.
The plant in Pueblo is one of two facilities in the nation tasked with destroying the country's remaining chemical weapons. In all, three types are being destroyed there, all containing mustard gas. The plant has just about 10% of its stockpile left to get rid of, after destroying more than 2,000 tons of chemical weapons since 2016. Eli Janes, KRCC News.
More people in Denver are using scooters and bikes to get around. The city has seen an uptick in ridership this summer. Josh Johnson with Lyft says high gas prices have made scooters and bikes more appealing.
Month over month and compared to last year, a lot more people are trying it. It's kind of building off this bike boom that we're seeing not only in Denver, but also more broadly in the U.S. and even globally.
Denver's Transportation Department recorded over 600,000 trips on scooters and bikes last month. Metro Denver has highs today in the mid-90s, close to 90 in Colorado Springs, and getting hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.